Whoa, it's not even the eclipse net yet, and the shit is starting to happen. You've got 7 earthquakes. 7, okay? And what else do we got? What else is happening? People are freaking the fuck out. I went to a shop today, and someone said, "What's coming?" And I said, "You better be ready for what's coming, because this eclipse, good or bad, it's going to affect everybody. Everyone needs to be on their shit. Everybody." And yes, there was an earthquake in New York. And also, lightning struck the Statue of Liberty's torch. Now, as a practicing, well, not just practicing, I am one. As a Satanist, I can tell you, it's kind of amusing. It's amusing. I'm probably going to hear from my friend, and she's going to say, "Yeah, and then the sun is going to shoot rays at us and all this other shit." It's like, all right, you know. The last eclipse, I think it happened in October, and I looked at it through sunglasses. So I know you're not supposed to, but I did. I did. It was a phenomenal moment. It was an amazing, transformative moment. And you just had to fucking be there. So what's going to happen now? I could employ something that I ask, but I think it would freak some of you out, and I'm not trying to bring them on here, and, you know, because then it becomes disrespect on my part to do that and to put someone in the chair like that, you know, and say, "Hey, tell me about this. What's going to happen?" You know? So, no. But I will say to some of you, be mindful of what you do. Be mindful of what you put in and what you take out. All right? Anytime there is an entity present, be aware. I wouldn't say be cautious, because, you know, you can do what you want by the laws of energy. You just have to be mindful what you take out. I don't think you can put back in. You know, it goes all the way when I was a teacher, and I would say to them, "Okay, what you take out," and these are preschoolers, "you must put back in." And then they'd forget. I said, no, so-and-so, let's use little fake names for them. No, little Susie, you were over there with the blocks, so you need to put those away, okay? But you went to the other area to go play with Jose, so I don't think so. You need to clean those up. And then they start to get upset, and the other teacher backs me up. "Yes, he saw what you did. Put them away now, please, okay? Thank you." So it's something like that. You know, what you take out, I don't think you can put back in. Be prepared, I mean, because that cleanup on aisle 7, come on. 7 fucking earthquakes. Not just 1, not just 2, not just 3, 7 earthquakes, okay? I could call up Tori Amos if I could and say, "Okay, you wrote little earthquakes. These are big earthquakes, okay? You know, give me Cornflake Girl, because shit, it's about to unfold. It's about to unfold." And that's the other thing is, I'm going to say this because, you know, and I don't wish ill will upon people. That's the thing. You really put into it what you put into it. So, you know, I'll give an example. When I was growing up, I had bullies. You know, I was the gay kid in school. And it's like, oh, geez. And I had to learn how to fight and all that. So, most of my bullies, though, I'm going to tell you this. Most of the bullies that I had all dropped out of school. What does that fucking tell you? Is that, you know, yeah. Did I drop out of school? No, I didn't. I continued my path. My path was to arrive at the end. And I left fully formed and solidified. And a little, you know, like, okay, people are fucked up. So, With that being said, see, now my voice is like, oh, let's bring it out, baby. Let's bring it out. So if you wronged me, just know that karma, it's all about karma. What goes around comes around, okay? So what you did to me, you know, as Seeley so beautifully said in The Color Purple, already been done to you, all right? It's in the process. It's in the cards, all right? So that, you know, we're all made of this wonderful thing called energy, all right? I think sometimes people think that they can fuck with me, and that's fine. You think that, but also be aware, you're dealing with a Satanist, so you better watch what you do. You better watch what you do. Also, I'll say this because, you know, I was, you know, a couple months ago in a car with another empath, and I don't think you recognized that I was an empath. Maybe you did, okay? But it was you doing all the talking. You did all the fucking talking. So, yeah. But I think you figured that out, huh? You figured that out. Because, you know, a lot of energy coursing through my veins. A lot of fucking energy. I am made of fire. I am a fire sign. I am a triple fire sign. It is, you know, I can't pull it out at parties and, oh my God, show us the lightning rod, you know, and that nickname of Zeus is what found me, you know, and so that is my power name, and maybe, just maybe, I will change it to my legal name, because my other name, I mean, you know, it's such a Christian kind of name, and that's not me. I mean, when I came into this world, I'm emptying my pockets. I got a lot of rocks on me. Not gold rocks, because that's not me, you know. But when I came into this world, okay? I came into this world, first of all, I planned my entrance, okay? I came on time. I know that doesn't sound right to some of you. They're like, you did come on time. Yeah, I did. Or I arrived on time. That's something I do miss, is a certain someone playing with words, and they would say to me, you arrive happy, and you'd be arriving gay. I'm just saying, I think that's funny. It really is funny. I love when people play with words like that, and, you know, the meanings behind different things and syntax and all that. So, yeah, here we are, you know, that's the other thing I'll talk about, of my spirituality. I don't waver it. People can come at me and they don't approve of it. That's fine. I'm still gonna fucking continue it, because I've been doing this for shit 11 fucking years, probably more. You know, when you come about something and you learn the degrees of it and the laws of it, because there are laws to it, and you are present in this moment, okay? Such a substantial moment of energy and of time in relative dimension in space, okay? Is that going to happen during the eclipse? I don't know. I think some of you take the eclipse for granted, and many people do. Through design, you know, everyone's looking at their screens. I'm looking at a screen right now. I'm recording a podcast, fully formed, fully ignited, and feeling, you know, stronger. You know, that's the thing, when an eclipse happens, the animals react, as does during an earthquake. I remember being in an earthquake with my brother, and we were outside playing in foundation because my family was going to add on to the house. And all of a sudden, I fell back. He fell back. The trees started to shake. The birds went crazy. The dogs, I'll never forget this, the dogs wouldn't stop barking. and we were about 90 something miles away from San Francisco, the Loma Prieta earthquake that killed many. And yet people who went to that game in San Francisco were saved because they were stuck at the baseball field for the, World Series. It's pretty amazing. 1989. I remember it, you know, and then you learn about earthquakes and the tectonic plates that we live on here in California. Or as Carole King so beautifully put in that song, I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky come on tumbling down. I'm sorry, I almost said coming down because coming is in my head. Naughty, naughty Zeus. But then again, I'm a Satanist and nothing really is naughty to me. It's like, oh, okay. You know, I was thinking about this, like when I was a teenager and I, you know, learned to, you know, pleasure myself. I was probably about 11 or 12. And you know, yeah, you're told it's naughty. I was never told that was naughty because I did not grow up in a religious household. So when I learned how to do it, I was like, oh, this is great. Why would I fucking want to leave the house? Are you fucking kidding me? And I would do it every chance I got. And, you know, and for me, it was not about Melrose Place. Or Melrose Place. 90210. I would watch Melrose Place because I knew at that point I was attracted to men. I knew. I just thought, huh. You know, I'd go take a shower and, you know, sometimes it was a cold shower. And, you know, and then it gets worse and it's like, oh, the cold shower. And yeah. Hell, why are we talking about this during a fucking eclipse? See what happened? See all the fun that you're in store for? Yeah. An eclipse. And you're talking to a Satanist. Now, I say that with pride. I say that with also strength and endurance and dominance. Because if you've never met me at this point, I'm pretty fucking dominant. And I say that with great confidence. Now, I'm sure some people who are listening will be like, well, yeah, but with me, you weren't. Well, probably because at that point, I had kind of turned off who I was. And I'd kind of turned off that frequency and that energy because I thought, you know, I'm going to receive so-and-so in a different way, okay? And I wasn't focused on my own energy, which was, you know, I'm a dark motherfucker. I mean, I'm a pretty positive person, but also my internal energy at my core of who I am is very dark. And, you know, strangely, that's part of my family, you know? A lot of us kind of go towards that, you know? I guess it's a family trait, I don't know, you know? And my father is an empath, and I'm an empath. And for some reason, at a certain time, it just wasn't dialed in. Probably because I was thinking more about the moment. And I was thinking more about making things perfect versus being my whole solidified self. You know, perhaps I was trying to put on a different face versus this dominant, you know, because I've always had guys say to me in the past, you're too aggressive, you're too dominant. And so sometimes I would turn it off, you know, because you want to people please. So I would say with this eclipse, don't turn off who you are. Be who you fucking are. And to those motherfuckers who come at me with, oh, what you do isn't real, what I do is totally real. Don't ever attack someone's spirituality. Don't. Just don't. I don't attack anyone's spirituality because I'm aware that we're all different. And I respect each and every one of you and what you believe in or whom you vote for. I believe in it. That's what you want. That's what you're going to get. Okay. As for me, don't ever come at me with this fucking bullshit. and try to judge me and try to make me feel like shit, oh, it's leading you down a dark place. First of all, and that I have no light. I do have a light. It's called fire. And whenever I light a candle, I'm fully aware that that is my life force. And I have ignited that life force. I do not blow the candle out. Even on a birthday cake, I don't do that. I refuse to fucking do that. Because there goes your life force. And your wish as well. And your energy. So whenever I light a candle, I mean it when I light it. And I watch that flame. And I watch it grow. Same with the incense. I watch it grow. I don't just burn any kind of incense. I have to pick out a particular little incense that is conducive to me. Okay? And it's always been suggested to me by people. That's the thing. I like to ask the right questions. There is no wrong or right answer. I always ask the questions. And I learn. Okay? So, with this eclipse coming, there's going to be some interesting strengths and energies. And if you can keep up with it, you can fucking keep up with it, okay? And be strong and be dominant about it. I will say for myself, I was at a coffee shop that I frequent. And there was this gentleman there and he was very, very buff. Looked like Superman. And I was sat right next to him and he was on a call. And I wrote on my phone so he could see it. How much are your services for training? And then the coffee shop was closing and we talked and he said, what are you interested in doing? I said, I want to put on some size, some muscle. He's like, okay, why now? I said, because it's time. All right. And you're in it to win it. I said, I'm in it to win it. And, you know, last year that was the journey was to slim down and I really fucking wanted it. I really fucking wanted it. And I really goaled it and I aimed at it. And also, you know, it's not perfect. There are certain things that still don't come into play. You know, it's like, oh, okay, you know, I still got to do this. Still got to do that. And it really is a mental thing when you achieve all of that, but it's not done. Okay. Not finished with this journey. That's the thing. You know, I always like to finish what I started. I always do. And with this eclipse coming, I'm going to say something that needs to be said. All right? I'm going to say this because it needs to be said. And I'm speaking in a tone because I know I'm being heard by all of you, not just the audience, people that I know, people that I've been close to. And I'm going to say this. Okay, are we ready? We're ready. Now, I want, or it's not I want, that's not a good way to say it or word it. Let's come at this. Let's come at this from a different angle. All right? You and me. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about a new beginning, all right? A new road, a new stratosphere. What happened in the past, we learned from happening in the past. Because, you know, like I said, we need to finish what we started. We didn't finish what we started. I know you didn't finish what you started. And I whole fucking didn't finish what I started. So as a man, I say that. As a being, I say that. And I say that to one person in particular. If you are listening right now, and you know why I'm talking to you in this tone, I'd like to finish what we started. Because it's not finished. It won't ever be finished. Therefore, let's reignite. Let's come at this from a different angle. Because I know you can hear me. And as I say that, the song Iris plays in my head. Okay? You know the lyrics. You know the tone. You know why I'm talking about this. You, more than anyone, know the whole story. Okay? And as I say to you, let's come at this from a different angle. Because we didn't finish what we started. And it shouldn't be left hanging. It needs to be finished. Good night.